if you get 8 hours sleep, but you wake up at 4:30 versus you get the same 8 hours of sleep, same waking, hour or same hours awake and doing work and working just as hard, but you wake up at, in my case, noon,
the crackings or
whatever. What's the difference, really? You know,
well, technically there is no difference. And actually, I've talked to people that they're on the night shift,
right?
You know, so they get home at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, but I think we both know, I think we both know what the difference is. And I truly think, you know, that waking up early. Now, if that early means noon, because you worked until 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, and it takes discipline to get out of bed, then I believe that then that's fine. But if you wake up whenever you want and you slept for 10 hours and you're lazy getting out of bed, I think that affects your whole life in a negative way. I really do.
It takes discipline to get out of bed. Wouldn't that kind of indicate that maybe you need some more sleep? Because let's think of like what they call the natural sleep cycle, right? You go to sleep, you sleep your seven and a half or something like this, and you naturally wake up. You got your rest, but if you got to drag yourself out of bed, doesn't that kind of indicate you need more rest?
Possibly.
But
you could be right.
But you know how you always say, like, what do you say? Psychological victory.
Psychological victory.
Right. So isn't that kind of, it's a mental exercise, right?
Yes.
So if that's part of your routine to fight adversity, you end up getting better at fighting adversity, whether it's that tiredness you feel, right, or actual physical pain, or, you know.
And also, you sleep, like, if you decide to sleep more, it's because it feels good, right? So
right.
Then it's good for you. Mm-hmm. But what if you want more candy? You know?
Right,
if you want more candy because it tastes good, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. In fact, it's not good. Right. But I do think that there's times that I do definitely need more sleep, but I don't. And I also know that there's a fine line. I know when I get overtrained. I know when I get not enough sleep, and I feel it, and my workout starts going backward, and my jiu-jitsu starts going backwards, and my life starts going a little bit backwards. Mm-hmm. And then I know, okay, you know, you need to take a day, you need to relax, sleep more.
Maybe like wake up at like 5.
Yeah, sleep until like 5:30. And you could always tell that when we were training fighters for the UFC, you could tell when they reached their limit, when they were overtraining, it was so obvious they would just fall apart on the mat, just completely fall apart. And you know, the other thing is, I'm like making a big deal out of waking up early. There's millions of people in the world that's what their job is. They're a single mom and they got to work two jobs and they're getting up at earlier than I am and they're going to bed later than I am because they're supporting their family. Right. So I'm not sitting here saying this is the be all end all, but I will say that it definitely has an impact, and it definitely affects the other things in your life. If you have that discipline early in the morning, it will help you across the board.
That discipline that you talk about, that applies to the whole day, not just waking up early, right? So it's like a whole system. So a lot of people, when like you that I've noticed, you focus really hard on getting stuff done. And if you maximize the time you have to get it done when you wake up early, then you can do that more effectively.
And at the same time, I don't want to give the impression that I'm living this like task-driven life where I have every minute of the day scheduled, because then that does inhibit your ability to do other things.
Right.
It inhibits your creativity,
yeah.
Obviously. But, you know, I'll train jiu-jitsu and I'm going to go there for, maybe I'll just go there for 45 minutes and get some rounds in. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll be there for 3 hours. And I don't necessarily know that when I show up because I have some flexibility in what I'm going to do in the day.
Yeah.
The waves are good. Maybe I'll go surfing, you know, but you're right that you have to be disciplined. It's not getting out of bed is like the foundation of the discipline.
Yeah.
And I think it carries over everything else.